today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word, and thanks for listening today, and I hope you'll stay with us as we consider His Word. We've been talking about the Lord is my, and finishing the statement. Seven times, at least, we find that statement, the Lord is my. We've looked at several of them already. We looked at a few weeks ago, the Lord is my strength, the Lord is my rock, the Lord is my shepherd, the Lord is my light, the Lord is my defense. Today, we're going to be looking at a very unusual one. I'm going to take you to a book you don't often read about or don't often hear messages about. In fact, I cannot remember that I have ever heard a message out of the book of Lamentations. See if you can find it. It's right after Jeremiah. Now, what does that mean, Lamentations? Well, think of the word to lament. And it's kind of like a psalm in a way that people are lamenting the destruction of Jerusalem, the captivity that came during Daniel's time. And so it's a lamentation. We're going to be in chapter 3. And I hope you'll join us today as we consider his word. Now you can hear all of these programs, all of these messages in this series at our website, considerhisword.org. If you click on radio programs, you'll find the whole series there and you can go back and listen to all of them. And I hope you will. It's a great study. And I've enjoyed teaching this series on the Lord is my. And so you can check them out at the website, again, considerhisword.org. While you're there, you can contact us. There's a tab that says contact us, and you can write to us. We'd love to hear from you where you're hearing this program today. And, you know, if you'll give me an address, I'll send you a prayer journal. It's a little pocket journal you can slip in your pocket. I'd love to be a blessing to you that way. And I promise you, I'm not going to flood your mailbox with a lot of mail. I'm not going to send you a lot of email or anything like that. And I just want to be a blessing to you. So write to us. You can also write to me directly by email at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Or as most people do, they simply write to us through the regular mail. Our address is Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give that to you again. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. I look forward to hearing from you. Lamentations, chapter 3. When have you ever heard a message from the book of Lamentations? But we find our phrase today, the Lord is my in this place. So I want you to listen for it. I'm not going to tell you what it is just yet. We're going to be in Lamentations chapter 3. I'm going to start reading in verse 22. The scripture says, it is of the Lord's mercies that were not consumed because his compassions fell not. They're new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in him. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. Did you catch it? The Lord is my portion. And what do you think about when you hear the word portion? It's actually used several other times in Scripture, all of them in the Psalms. Psalm 73, 26 says, "My soul and my heart faileth, but God is the salvation of my heart and my portion forever." Psalm 119, 57, "Thou art my portion, O Lord, I have said that I would keep thy words." And then again in Psalm 142, verse 5, he said, "I cried unto thee, O Lord, I said, thou art my refuge and my portion in the land of the living." So when you hear about a portion, what do you think about? What does it sound like? To me, just right at first glance, when I hear the word portion, I imagine somebody giving me a spoonful of food, giving me my portion of mashed potatoes, or maybe giving my portion of that pecan pie. That's my favorite. Or maybe your favorite is something else, but I want my portion. You know, when you look it up and when you do the research, you'll actually find that the word portion carries with it the idea of having a mouthful. The Lord is my portion. And having a mouthful, perhaps something like an allotment, something that we were given, an allotment, and that was your portion. Maybe you have a portion of land. Some thought of it as an inheritance, that what we have He's given to us, and we have it as an inheritance, perhaps heaven. And I believe that there's a personal relationship here when he talks about the Lord is my portion. And I want you to understand it this way. You know, if it's talking about a mouthful, you realize that once it's in your mouth, you own it. Once I put it in my mouth, I own it. It's mine. You remember that commercial long time ago? I don't remember even what car it was, but there was a car commercial where a guy was looking at a car, and then some people come out and they're looking at the car too. And they're kind of eyeing it, and he sees them and he quickly bends down and he licks all the doorknob on the car so they wouldn't touch it. He's claiming it. This is mine. And I believe that here when we speak of God as our portion, that we're speaking here of ownership, that He is my God. All of Him and all that He offers us is mine. All of His love. You realize that God loves you with a love that is everlasting, a love that is unlimited. God loves you so much, He sent His Son to die on a cross for you. And we have all of His love. Have you ever heard somebody say, "I love you with all my heart"? Well, that's how God loves you. We also have all of His mercy, all of His grace. He is mine, and I am His. His pardon, His promises, they're all mine. You know, here when we speak of a portion, again, it speaks of that personal relationship with God and knowing Him on a personal level. You know, it's one thing to know about God, and it's one thing to know about Jesus, but the question is, do you know Him? Could you say, "He is my Savior"? He is my portion. Jesus died for all, yes, but He is a personal Savior. And that's why individually we must receive Christ into our life, trusting Him. The Bible says that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. In that same passage of Scripture, you go first few verses before, and the Scripture says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that He has raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Now notice it's by faith, by trusting Him. And when we trust Him, He becomes our Savior. He became my Savior when I was just 8 years old. I like the way it says it in John chapter 1. It says that He came to His own, and His own received Him not, but to as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, or to become the children of God. And so we talk about receiving Christ. We talk about trusting Christ. This is how the Lord becomes your portion, when you trust Him, when you make Him your own. You see, though Jesus died for everyone as my portion, he died just for me. You know, God's word is for everyone, but as my portion, he wrote it just for me. God's promises are for everyone, but you know, as my portion, they're just for me. When we say he is my portion, it speaks of ownership and it speaks of that personal relationship with the Lord. He is my God. He is my Savior. He is my Father. You realize that when you talk to the Lord, when you pray, that he has your full attention. God is not so busy that he's doing something else. Have you heard about the guy that said, what kind of way is that to start a conversation? Are you listening to me? God's listening. And when you pray, he has your full attention. And he's listening and he's hearing because you see, you're his child. Since he is all mine, since he is my portion. In Lamentations here, it said, I will trust him. To trust him means to put all of my confidence in him, to believe him in every way, to hope in him. As my portion, he is my Savior. And you see, we need a Savior because of our sin. Because when Adam sinned in the garden, the Bible says that death passed upon all men, for all have sinned. Nobody can say, I have never sinned. Actually, I met a guy one time that would say that. The Bible says that when they say, I've never sinned, that they're a liar because everyone has sinned. And because of that sin, it has separated us from God. Yet God wanted that relationship restored, and he wanted you to be his child. He wanted you to be his and for him to be. You realize in the Old Testament that often God would say to the people, I will be your God and you will be my people. Well, are you his people? Are you trusting him as your Savior? You call upon him and you believe him. The Bible says, believing in his resurrection, you can be saved. Now, being saved means that you have an eternal home in heaven. And so can you say, the Lord is my portion. Are you his and is he yours? I hope so. Thanks for listening today. God bless you.
His word will give you wisdom for tomorrow, today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word. Consider his word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.
Consider his word.